This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in lead for the freeway.
Welcome on this Friday, August the 3rd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host today. Alex is going to be joining us in the next segment. He's got a couple reports he wants to talk about. One of the things that he wants to talk about is Rob Reiner saying he's so thankful that InfoWars is being attacked. Well, you know, we need to take a look at what is going on in this country. Are we going to have a First Amendment, or are we going to have a double standard? Because that's what we're increasingly seeing. I think that all reflects in what we've seen the last couple of days, the back and forth between Jim Acosta, Sarah Sanders, press secretary. We're going to play that for you. Sarah Sanders really took him down a notch. And what is really amazing is the arrogance of Jim Acosta. He is the poster child for CNN arrogance. Because as you watch these press conferences, he is talking over the other members of the press there. The only voice that matters, of course, is Jim Acosta's, just like the only voice that matters is CNN, if you believe them. And he wants to take her to task because President Trump has criticized fake news. And he wants to say, well, you have to say that the media, because he thinks that they are the media. You know, they can never be hateful, just like we see with this lady who is hired by the New York Times. No matter what they say, no matter how viciously racist they are, they can never be hateful. These hateful eight, there's probably about eight different media companies, the big newspapers, the big networks that are out there. Nothing that they do can ever be racist or hateful. But if you are a certain person group, if you belong to a certain race or a certain political persuasion, then everything that you say is hateful. As it comes out of your mouth, it will be construed to be hateful. It will be censored. And, of course, that's the world that Jim Acosta lives in. And so he demands that Sarah Sanders bow down to him and declare how much she loves the media, which to him is CNN. He talks over Sarah Sanders. He talks over the other people, the other members of the press. They want to be the only media that you hear. They don't want you to be able to hear anything else, see anything else, or share anything else. So we're going to be talking about that today. We're also going to be talking about some updates on the cardinal sins. The cardinal sins of pedophiles and the abuse of nuns in the Catholic Church. But we're going to take this a little bit broader. Yesterday, I had an individual who had his children taken away from him by Child Protective Services. That's the one that nobody wants to talk about. Everybody is eager to talk about the Catholic Church because the left doesn't like religion. They'd like to give any religion, especially Christianity, a black eye. And when they do something wrong, they are quick to speak out about it. We'll talk about an individual who joined me yesterday. When they took away his child, they had to fight them for 22 months. He realized this is a very big national problem that nobody is talking about. They'll talk about the Catholic Church. They'll talk about the cardinal sin. They'll talk about the taking away the children at the border when the parents endanger their children, encouraged by Democrats, breaking the law. And then we have to determine whether or not they really are the parents. Are the parents working with the child traffickers, or have they just turned the kids over to child traffickers? That needs to be determined before we just hand the kids. Oh, you say that's your kid? Okay, well, here you go. I don't know anything about you. I don't know anything about this kid. It is a rampant problem at the border. But the left gets all upset about that, but they will never talk about what Child Protective Services does. So we're going to talk to, we're going to play a little bit of a clip of some statistics that he gave out yesterday, talking about what a massive problem this is, how the media is silent about it, and what happens to the kids that are put in foster care. You'll not believe some of the statistics that he gave me yesterday. And, of course, we're going to have a follow-up on Russia. We have Rand Paul has said that he's going to travel to Russia. We're going to talk about that as well as a back and forth between a neocon, Max Boot, that you've heard many times. But he was taken down by a professor emeritus of Russian studies. So we're going to talk about what's really going on with Russia. And does the future need you? Some amazing stuff with AI. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There are a lot of things going on in this world, as we all know. And I've been a busy little beaver. So I was up at the office about 7:30 this morning, and David Knight, who's hosting the broadcast today, was already up there researching diligently. And I said, "How you doing, David?" And I was about to open my mouth and tell him the exact same thing he said to me, which shows it's important we talk about it. He said, "Did you see Matt Taibbi, you know, the bastion of journalism, say that we're sending people to the Sandy Hook parents' houses to harass them?" And I said, "It's funny you say that. I was going to say that's in thousands of publications a day to absolutely demonize us beyond all the other hoaxes the media is putting out." And I said, "Since I'm having to deal with that today, will you please cover it? Because Matt Taibbi is defaming me. All these people are." You know, Taibbi has this article. "Well, this will get rid of the First Amendment, but Alex is a special case, you know. He's putting people's addresses out." Then you go to the link, and it was other researchers with anomalies about how one of the places they had as an address was a U-Haul place, which I think fine for people to have privacy. I don't think that's suspicious at all. If somebody's got an address where they're taking mail that they don't want to put their address out, I do the exact same thing. So, but it's like researching all this, being sued, has really made me upset, because I hadn't really covered Sandy Hook in 3-4 years other than responding and saying, "I think it happened. Please stop saying that I say it didn't happen. Please stop claiming I'm doing all this, but then the media and others, the Democrats, are the ones actually doing it." So now that I've had top law firms, blue chip law firms, go through everything, and it's like, oh my gosh. You know, the lawyer in the case against me on Wednesday here in Travis County, he gets up and he goes, "Alex Jones is sending people to their houses." And there's a gasp in the room, the Statesman reported. And the judge goes, "Silence, silence." I mean, hell, why don't they just say that I killed everybody? I mean, because that's about where they're going in the media. I mean, I did not kill the Sandy Hook children. I did not hurt the Loch Ness Monster. I did not. I mean, all of this is just next level insanity. And now you got Rob Reiner, meathead, who said, "We're in a revolution. We're in a civil war. We're going to, you know, overthrow all these people." He said that months ago, so, and a bunch of them said it. So I said, "Oh, look at the Democrats. They're saying all this. They're doing all this. They think it's a civil war. They're calling for uprisings." Full-page ads. And then they go, "Jones is insane. He says July 4th is the uprising. There'll be a giant shooting war with the North against the South." But they don't show you what I actually said. Again, I said they see July 4th as a demarcation line of when they're launching their revolution, which they said. I was quoting them. It's another article today. We'll play some of that video here in a moment, where Rob Reiner is up there saying, "We're in a revolution," or "We're in a civil war," and blah, 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 and the media's coming up for Trump. Total lie, total hoax. But being honest about the fact that he sees this as the last battle of the Civil War, confirming everything I've said, and that's why they hate us, is because we're accurate. It's not because we're inaccurate. So InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, They're trying to shut us down. Please buy the products. They're the best supplements, the best water filtration, the best air filtration out there for the price. I mean, you can buy $1,000 air filters that are better than Alexa Pure Breeze, but it's as good as $600 units. And it's $150 on sale right now. Folks, that's insane. It should be $300. Okay? Most of those units have 2, 3, 4 times markup. This doesn't have, at this sale, even 50% markup. Do you understand what that means? You cannot get a better deal. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get in there. Buy the product. Sign up for AutoShip so you don't forget to support us every month. I know you want to support us. I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to keep fighting to the end. We're winning. I may go down, but the victory for liberty is going to happen. One way or the other, just pray for us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. But it's just out-freaking-rageous that they lie like this, and they do it with impunity. So I will tell Taibbi, and I'll tell others. I've got law firms looking at it right now, and we're sending out the letters for people to retract. I'm publicly telling Taibbi, you're a journalistic fraud, saying that I said that, and you linked to somebody else, and then that links to something about a U-Haul truck place. Good God, man. I do not want to have to sue you. I don't have to sue any of you people, but you're together in journalistic fraud, all engaging in it together, thinking you'll all be protected like a school of sardines or something. If you all, you know, engage in fraud, you'll be protected because you do it in a group. That's called tyranny. And so, look, God knows the truth. My listeners know the truth. Anybody that's paying attention knows the truth. So at the end of the day, I'm just very excited that I have all the scum of the earth lying about me and attacking me. But at a certain point, I've got to have some cases back at you. I'm suing 5 people right now that sued me. So we're not playing games. Oh, by the way, I waived the fees in Connecticut, and I waived the fees in Texas, which no one has ever done that they know of, because in the Connecticut and in Texas, it's law that if you sue somebody for defamation and it's proven to be a fraud, that they have to pay. That's just like in England has those laws. That's the law. No one, my lawyers say, has ever waived it. I waive it. So they're not going to give me, you know, that high road coup. So they all say that I did not waive the fees. They all say that I'm suing the families, the opposite of reality, except Jonathan Tillove, the awesome American statesman. He got it half-assed right and said, well, it's funny. Jones isn't waiving fees here if they lose to the other side, but he did in Connecticut. So, literally, I spent hours last night looking at this. One place got it halfway right, and they couldn't even get it. And then look, to Tillup's credit, he hates me, wants to destroy me. It's terrible, but at least I think he actually believes his own BS. In Texas, if you're going to have this law included in the way it all works, the lawyers explain to me, when they sue you, it's basically enacted. You have to enact it for appeals, a bunch of stuff. We had to get to the first hearing to then waive it. But then when we did waive it in front of all the media, they didn't cover it. I mean, so listen, I'm not who they say I am. I love America. I love freedom. They hate us because we're effective, just like they lie about the president all day. Infowars.com. The truth is going to come out. Back to David Knight and the live global transmission and Mr. Reiner up there talking about the civil war we're in that I told you they're pushing, that they said I'm insane, but they're all calling for it. Again, 2 + 2 equals whatever they say. I say it equals 4. God bless you all. Infowars.com.
But this is the first time that you have mainstream media essentially divided into two halves, so that you have Fox, Breitbart, Sinclair, and Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God, trafficking in another narrative. And so, you know, when shock and awe with these guys, the 4 journalists who got the truth out during the run-up to the war, they were facing headwinds of patriotism, the trauma of 9/11, but they weren't facing the headwinds that real journalists who are working very hard now to get the truth out, which is this cement block, a wall that they cannot penetrate with the truth. And that's the scary part.
Donald Trump ran on this, and it was effective. He said that, you know, the media doesn't represent regular people. Hollywood doesn't represent regular people. We are completely out of touch with regular people. And it worked to his advantage. How, as somebody who speaks in the media often, as someone who produces films like Shock and Awe that are journalism films, but then also somebody in Hollywood, how do you push back on that?
You just have to keep pounding away. There's nothing else you can do. I mean, look, doesn't speak to the mainstream media. They're just angry. Their people are angry, and he will feed them whatever they want to keep that anger going. And you see it in the rallies. He actually calls for, you know, this kind of outrage to, and take it out against the media, take it out against immigrants, take it out against whomever you want. That's what he does. He keeps stirring this up. But you have to stay at it. You have to stay at it. There's no other way.
Bring the fact-checking up to 11.
Well, if you can. I mean, if you can. If you don't break through, we are going to have, we are in it right now. It might be the last stage of a civil war. The last battle is being fought. Hopefully it won't be fought physically. But we are more divided than we ever have been, and we've got a president who is backed up by media. The presidents have always spewed propaganda. Liberals, Democrats, and Republicans, they always have.
Everyone spins.
Yeah, to push a policy, to push a rationale to go to war. But they've never been backed up by essentially incensed state-run media. That's new. And social media, it's all new. And it's very, very scary right now.
Everyone spins.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running. Head out on the...
Welcome back on this Friday, August the 3rd, 2018. I am David Knight. You know, as you were listening to Alex Jones, I give you the top of the news. He was talking about Rob Reiner. I always call him Meathead. He's always Meathead to me. He doesn't play a Meathead. He is a Meathead. This is the guy who made Archie Bunker look good. They were supposed to have Archie Bunker be the straw man to criticize conservatives back in the day. And because of Rob Reiner, who, and that character, if you look at it, I mean, he is not playing a role. That is Meathead from Archie Bunker. I mean, he sounds exactly the same. When you listen to this guy, he sounds exactly the same as he did then. And he was so unbelievable, so obnoxious, that he made Archie Bunker a hero, much to the consternation of Norman Lear and the people who are trying to do just the opposite. And as he's saying, well, the Civil War has started or whatever, you know, and I'm glad that they're taking Alex Jones down, and made an amazing statement about, we've never had state-run media before. Well, maybe the Meathead ought to go, just Google it, Meathead. It still hasn't been taken down yet. There was a CIA operation called Operation Mockingbird, where they would have the chosen two or three news networks that were allowed to be out there. They made sure that they parroted exactly what the CIA wanted you to hear. They would cover only the stories that the government wanted to have covered, and they would cover it from the angle that the government wanted it to be covered. And that's what we've had for the longest amount of time. Now, what we had for a brief period of time was we had a free internet, and they're shutting that down right now. People were able to communicate with each other. They were able to listen to whatever they wanted to hear. They were able to watch whatever they wanted to watch. They were able to share that information with other people. You can't have that, because the Meatheads and the Operation Mockingbird CIA people don't want to have that. And so they're putting down a system of censorship right now. Just take a look at how we see the Chinese operating, for example. The Chinese don't want people to use the word Taiwan. Okay, all the airline companies bow down and worship them. Take it off. Google, you want to do business here? You do it on our rules. Google says, yes, we'll do that. You think that's not happening here in America? You don't think that the government is behind all of this? The government is the iron fist. Facebook and Google, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, all these people, they are the velvet glove that is put on the iron fist of censorship. As I've said many times on my show in the morning, Real News, I've seen this happen when I was in North Carolina working with third parties. You have to jump through, as a third party or an independent, you have to jump through all these special hoops to get on the ballot. A lot of money, a lot of expense, a lot of hassle. Once you get on the ballot, you don't get in the debates. Why? Because the people who control the debates are the press association. And this happens in all the different states. It's not just North Carolina. I witnessed it firsthand. And so the press itself, who you would think would want to hear all the different opinions? No, 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 no. Can't have three candidates in a debate. Only two. Only two. And we will determine what those questions are going to be and who will be answering those questions. And when you say, wait a minute, this isn't fair, they say, hey, it's private. It's a private organization, just like Facebook and Google and Twitter. They're private. So they're inoculated against all this. And it's not censorship. Not at all. No, they're working hand in glove with the government to make sure that only a couple of voices are heard. seen this happen a very long time. This is what's happening with social media right now. As a matter of fact, today we just got a tweet saying that one of the podcast providers that we have, and we've got for our show, for all the different shows, we've got at least four. We had Stitcher. They have just dropped all of our shows. We had Spreaker, iTunes, TuneIn. You can still find the stuff there. As a matter of fact, most of the people who listen to my show listen to it via podcast. And so they have now just across the board shut us down. So we have to decide whether or not the First Amendment really means anything to us or not. We can't mandate these types of things. It's going to have to come from the people. And you've got more than half of the people right now are begging the government to take away their free speech. Yes, it's going to be their free speech as well, not just our free speech. They're going to take away the freedom of the people who are begging to have everything shut down. Now, some of them, like the meathead, they think, and maybe they will, have the inside track. Maybe they will be part of the insiders. But the vast majority of the people who are the useful idiots of people like Rob Reiner, the Hollywood and political establishment, the media establishment, those people are going to lose their free speech. They're going to have that taken away. You know, free speech was never given to us. Never given to us. We took it. Our ancestors took it. It didn't come down on high in the Bill of Rights. It wasn't given to us by a Supreme Court. It was taken by a jury. You know, the interesting case of Zinger. It was John Peter Zinger in New York. He was up for defamation. Isn't that interesting? That's the way they always come after speech, to try to shut it down. That's what they are doing right now. They're trying to shut us down with charges of defamation and so forth. Anyway, what he said was, hey, look, here's what I said and here's how it's true. And the judge said, truth is no defense. You know, it doesn't matter that Forbes is out there saying that Alex Jones was the guy that pushed a kid to the ground in a video that we happen to show. I mean, it was a kid who was bullying the guy around, and it was a joke video. It's like, finally, the adult had enough of it, pushed the kid down, and he just collapses in a heap and cries, and it wasn't a big deal. We're just showing how the kid was a baby about the whole thing. But in that video, Forbes said, look, that was Alex Jones. And so now he's got all these people thinking that he was a person in the video. It's obviously not Alex Jones, but truth is no defense. Now, how do we get free speech? It was when the jury said, even though the judge says truth is no defense, we think it is. We think it is. And the jury nullified that judge. The jury nullified that law, just as the jury nullified the laws against the free exercise of religion in England with William Penn. It was a jury that nullified that law. It was clearly against the law for them to meet. They'd pass a law saying you're only going to meet in this particular church, the Church of England. These people were Quakers. They said, you can't meet in that Quaker church anymore. They continued to do it. So they padlocked the door. So then they started holding meetings on the steps of the church. And then they arrested William Penn, who later came to Pennsylvania. And they said, when they took him to trial, the jury said, well, we understand that's the law, Judge. But we don't like that law, and we're not going to convict him. We've had that happen with alcohol prohibition. It's one of the reasons why that scheme collapsed. We've had it happen now with marijuana prohibition and other drug prohibitions. So the jury said, we don't like that law. We're not going to convict him. So the judge locked up the foreman, Bushnell, and another man, kept him in jail for quite some time. Finally, their lawyer said, show us the law that they violated. Established habeas corpus. And they said, well, there isn't any law. And they let them go. That established jury nullification. Folks, we're not going to get our rights given to us, whether it is free speech or anything else. If we don't value free speech enough to stand up for it, we're never going to have it given to us by a Supreme Court, by politicians, not even by the Constitution, Bill of Rights itself. We created that. God gave us those rights, and we have to stand up for them.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I think the most important thing I saw in all of the news today is what Tim Allen said. Actually, came out yesterday afternoon. Who makes up these rules, he said, talking about the takedown of Roseanne Barr. Who makes up these rules? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? I think that ought to go down in history as one of the fundamental questions that everybody should ask. Who makes up these rules? Because, you know, we've had the question asked, a rhetorical question, you know, who watches the watchers, right? That is a question that we should all be asking as we look at the surveillance state. Who watches these people who watch everything that we do? We have all-seeing eyes that look at everything that we do. They are omnipresent. They are omniscient. They're omnipotent. This godlike government that watches everything that we do. Who watches them? And as we have seen, nobody watches them. Nobody watches them. Rand Paul, not too long ago, said somebody needs to surveil the people who are watching us. Yeah, nobody is watching them. But who is making up these rules? Are these rules made up for us by the Supreme Court, by Congress? No, no. Congress has basically given up writing laws. And we have rules that are made up now by the bureaucracy. And, of course, when the bureaucracy makes up these rules, they pretend that they are not, that the violation of these rules is not a crime. So you don't get the presumption of innocence. You don't get the due process that is specified in the Constitution. You've just violated some rules. So they can do whatever they want. They can confiscate your property. They can confiscate your kids if they want. We'll talk about that later in the program. And then if they do that, you have to sue them in court. That's why they call it civil forfeiture. Yeah, there's nothing civil about a bureaucracy that is out of control and self-interested. We're going to play a clip for you later in the program from an interview that I had yesterday. A man who had his children wrongfully taken from him. It took him 22 months to get his child back, and he learned some very interesting things that he wants you to know about how big this program is and how self-interested the bureaucracy is in terms of the money that they get out of that. But the question is, who makes up these rules about speech now? Well, there's a lot of people that are making up rules. And we have to ask ourselves as a society, do we want to value freedom of speech, freedom of thought, a free marketplace of ideas? Do we want to value that? Do we want to go back to, as you've heard the quote, of course, it wasn't wasn't Voltaire who said it. It was a distillation, excuse me, of what Voltaire had said. I may disagree vehemently with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. That is not the case anymore. If somebody disagrees with you, they will try to kill you. That's Antifa, the anti-FA people, the anti-First Amendment people. That is what we have become in this country now. We have members of the press lobbying to shut down other voices. We saw this, as I said, we've seen it with the political debates for quite some time. We saw it not too long ago in a film festival. There's a documentary called Vaxxed, done by Del Bigtree. I've had him on many times as guest. And it was about whether or not vaccines are harming our children. You don't want to have that discussion? You don't want to understand why autism has gone through the roof? Well, you may not agree with Del Bigtree, but don't you care enough to even have that discussion? No, the other filmmakers demanded that that be taken out of the Tribeca Film Festival. And Robert De Niro said, effing yeah, because, you know, he can't say anything without putting an F in it. This guy who hates Trump so much hates free speech as well, and he bowed to the pressures of his peers. Bowed to the pressures of his peers. So the question is, as Tim Allen said, I've been a comedian for 38 years. I've never seen anything like it. Like Lenny Bruce said at the Purple Onion, we've gone backwards. There's things you can't say. There's things you shouldn't say. Who makes up these rules? Well, I'm pretty sick of it, quite frankly. I'm sick of the censorship of Stitcher. They don't really matter that much, frankly. But we do have these other organizations, these social media oligarchs. I call them anti-social media because they are anti-social. They encourage people not to interact with other human beings, but with that little black mirror in your hand. And so that's anti-social. And then they don't even want you to be able to interact in ways that you want to interact. They're going to control how you interact with people, even on that electronic cyberspace. They're going to tell you how you're going to interact with people. You want to know why Facebook is falling? It's not because of the movements by the European Union to try to look at what they're doing. No, it's not any of that. It's the fact that people are sick and tired of it. They don't want to be told what they can see, what they can share, what they can read. They're not going to be controlled by those people. And one of the things, as he references Lenny Bruce, I remember that movie. I don't remember Lenny Bruce, but I remember the movie. One of the things that they did to him, which we have to make sure we don't do, is to turn inward, to become so obsessed with defending ourselves. And everybody can fall into this. We can fall into that here at InfoWars. You can see President Trump fall into it as he defends himself against these unjust attacks. We have to be so careful, I think, that we do not become self-absorbed, because what Lenny Bruce did as they came after him, it completely destroyed his act. He was so obsessed about defending his freedom to tell jokes, and there's Dustin Hoffman who played that role in the movie, that he denigrated to the point where instead of doing his stand-up comedy routine, he would stand up there and he would read from his court transcripts. And nobody was interested in that. He wasn't telling jokes anymore. He was defending himself. I saw Erwin Schiff do this as they came after him for income tax. I remember seeing him at Libertarian Party conventions. He'd stand on a soapbox and read from his transcripts. And you can get so caught up in the minutia of the personal attacks against you that you're not on point. That's one of the things that they want to do to us. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. So let's take a look at where this whole thing started. And it was with Russia. It was Hillary Clinton, where they started all this thing about saying, the Russians have hacked Hillary Clinton. As the hounds were on the trail of that fox, Hillary Clinton, the people who were trying to protect her came out of the woods with a smelly fish, a red herring, if you will. Okay, that's where the expression comes from. Hey, that's a red herring. Well, they came out with a red herring, and they drug it over the trail of Hillary Clinton, the fox, so that the hounds couldn't find it. So that the other Democrats didn't see what she had done, the dirty tricks that she had done as part of the Democrat primary. And it worked like a charm. The hounds just went off in other directions. They started following the scent of the red herring. And that's where we've been ever since. We got Rand Paul, who's going to visit Russia on Monday to try to promote diplomacy. And I know where this is going to go. He's going to be denounced as a shill for Russia. You know this is predictable, right? You can't talk about this. When we come back, we got to go to break in just a couple of moments here. But when we come back, I'm going to play a clip for you. We had Max Boot, this never-Trumper, CFR, neocon. I could just go down the list with pejoratives for Max Boot. What a shill this guy is. Talking to a real Russian scholar, Professor Stephen Cohen, who has followed U.S.-Russian relations for 45 years. And he knows that for 45 years, we've had presidents meeting between America and Russia, even at the height of the Cold War. It was good to do that. It was good to do that. And as he is saying that, he gets attacked by Max Boot. And he says, how dare you? You are criminal. You're defaming me. He says, I don't do defamation. I do analysis. But you are defaming me. You are trying to criminalize diplomacy as well as detente. You know, I find it very interesting that these liberals who are so afraid of man-made global warming have absolutely no fear of thermonuclear war. As a matter of fact, they're doing everything they can, pulling out all the control rods to try to get us to melt down into a thermonuclear war. Absolutely insane. It is a policy of mad. It's not mutual assured destruction. It's crazy, folks. We'll be right back.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Listening knows there is a minimal campaign to create the consensus to be taken off the air. First Amendment need to be removed. And to build this consensus, all option depth. And I'm not going to, for those of you that already have it, but it is massive. I have families, stole their houses, not true. Beating up transgender children, beating up children, not true. I mean, it just goes on and on. Show what I've actually said, actually done. A year ago, a couple of Muslims outside The Guardian and others, Tommy Robinson, because the person then retweeted out that was 1% false. A fake account of spoken after the fact does. And then they shadow ban. So and they do the same thing. They say that I say rape children. None of that show it. So fake news media is, as the president has said, this amendment is the enemy. He's not calling for getting rid of the First Amendment like the EU is. The ones that have done it. Shocking footage. We're going to play him up. Tommy Robinson.
All right, there's a problem with that audio clip. Alex called in and left that information, so we're going to get that together. We'll play that for you later in the broadcast. I was talking about Rand Paul, the fact that he is risking being identified as a Russian agent. Yes. the people that call themselves control, because they think they're in control of everything, are going to say that he is on the side of chaos, and yet we know who is on the side of chaos. Rand Paul said he's going to lead a U.S. delegation to Moscow on Monday. He's going to meet the Russian deputy foreign minister. Shame on him for doing something like that. Amid deteriorating relationships between the two countries. His statement said, Senator Rand Paul is a proponent of diplomacy and is supporting President Trump in engaging around the world. He looks forward to the meeting. In an op-ed piece for Politico last month, Paul revealed his plans for the trip, said he needs to prevent further unnecessary escalation of tensions. You know what that is if you look that up in the dictionary? It's called detente. Many of you millennials may not remember that word because it was something that there was once upon a time. Many of you will remember when we had the word gravitas. All of a sudden, it was never there. And then all of a sudden, one day, everybody on the news media was saying the word gravitas. Gravitas this, gravitas that. This person has gravitas. So forth. It was like it was the word of the day. You know, I used to do that with our kids. You know, we homeschooled them. And so you have these vocabulary builders, and you say, well, okay, kids, the word of the day is anti-disestablishmentarianism. You have to use that 5 times in a sentence or something a little bit more obscure. Usually it's the things that don't have a lot of syllables that are difficult to figure out how you're going to use them. You can kind of break the other ones down. But the word gravitas all of a sudden just came out of nowhere, and then everybody was using it over and over again, that echo chamber of the mainstream media, for a couple of days. Same thing happened with detente. It just came out of nowhere. I think it, maybe Henry Kissinger started talking about detente. And as he did that, it became a commonly used word. It lasted for more than a couple of days, as a matter of fact. And it meant the easing of strained relationships. Now, one person who understands what detente is Professor Stephen Cohen. And he got on, I think it was CNN, with Max Boot. One of the people who I am sure is going to come out and call Rand Paul a Russian, because he did that to Professor Stephen Cohen. Absolutely amazing. I want you to hear this clip, this back and forth between this neocon shill, Max Boot, and somebody who is trying to keep the world from breaking out into nuclear war, Professor Stephen Cohen. Here's that clip.
The striking thing to me is that although he's willing to threaten North Korea, he's willing to threaten Iran,
Anderson
he never
Cooper.
Threatens Russia. And that's why a lot of intelligence officials think that there is something highly suspect in the relationship between Putin and Trump.
I have no idea what Mr. Boot is talking about. He wants Trump to threaten Russia. Why would we threaten Russia? You've got two nuclear
because
superpowers.
Because they're attacking us.
And this
Russia is attacking us,
of
Professor Cohen.
Russia, I've been studying Russia for 45 years. I've lived in Russia and I've lived here.
And you've been
Russia was
attacking for Russia
us,
in
we
those 45 years.
Russia hasn't it. Excuse me, what did you say to me?
I said you've been consistently an apologist for Russia in those last 45 years.
Oh, you're a Russian
years.
Apologist then.
All right, I don't do defamation of people. I do serious analysis of serious national security problems. When people like you call people like me, and not only me, but people more eminent than me, apologists for Russia, because we don't agree with your analysis, you are criminalizing diplomacy and detente, and you are the threat to American national security. End of story. Why do you have to defame somebody you don't agree with? It? They used to do that in the old Soviet Union. We don't do that here. Well, we used to. But we need to stop it.
Because Max Boot is a military-industrial complex shill. That's why he's on CNN. That's why he's there with Anderson Cooper. And it's not just Max Boot. It'd be fine if it was just him. But there's a lot of people that fall in that category. We've got other senators besides Rand Paul who are in the process of trying to do more punishing of Russia. They don't want to ease strained relations. They want to strain relations between the U.S. and Russia. Zero Hedge points out in the latest effort to punish Moscow over alleged election meddling. Again, they're attacking us. They're meddling with our election. I'm going to talk about that later. We've got the Democrats who are hacking our election in a number of ways. With foreign citizens, by the way. Giving them the right to vote. And doing it unapologetically. When I first saw this, I said, hey, let's just get it over with. Let's just give Russian citizens the right to vote, okay? Because in San Francisco, they're going to give them the right to vote on school board issues. They're going to have foreign citizens who are going to decide how much money you are going to pay to build schools for them because their country, their home country that they are citizens of, don't want to pay for their education. So they send them here for us to pay for them. And if you look at the number of children, as we had this debate as to what was going on at the border, if you look at the number of children that are intercepted by Border Patrol, that's not counting the ones who get through that they don't know about, but you just look at the ones that are intercepted. That's enough kids. They would have to build a school every 2 days at the average size of schools here in Texas. A new school every 2 days, just for the ones that they know about. Who's going to pay for that? You will, with your property taxes. What happens when you pay for the free education of these dreamers who come here demanding free education from you, paid for by your property taxes? That means that your American dream goes away. And so I said, let's just give the Russians a vote. And we can stop all this fear and paranoia. And we can stop rushing up to a nuclear exchange here. Let's just give them the right to, if you're worried about them hacking the election, just give them the right to vote. Well, it turns out, a couple of days later, there was a story that came out, a Russian woman in, again, San Francisco, where they gave these people the right to vote. Turns out that she was put on the voting roll in 2012, and she wasn't a citizen then. She became a citizen like 3 years later. And she said, I never even registered to vote. I became a citizen, but I never registered to vote. And I certainly didn't register to vote back in 2012. But, of course, she was put on as a Democrat, a Democrat. But you want to know where the real hacking is coming from? They want to use that term hacking, but then as soon as you say, oh, well, you know, what votes were changed? Where were they changed? Oh, no votes were changed. Don't lose any confidence in the election system. We can trust this election system. Absolutely can trust it. No, you can't. We have DEF CON, the hacker conference that happens in Las Vegas. Started last Friday. I think it's over now. It might be still going on. They have two different conferences. There's a Black Hat conference, and there's also DEF CON. One runs after the other. But the first thing they were going to do was to set up replicas of the state boards of elections websites and have kids, because they wanted to show how easy it was to hack into the system, have kids hack into this system. Kids that were ranging in age from 5 to 16, just to show how quickly they could do it. And, of course, you know, we always see the pictures every election. You have a local TV news station. So I've said before, they take an associate professor to junior college, and he brings in some of his undergrad students, and they have a thumb drive, and they stick it in a computer, and they own that computer. Well, it's far more important if you can hack into the areas where they count and tabulate the votes, and you can change everything there algorithmically. So if you really were concerned about hacking the election, you would do what that one jurisdiction, you had a town that had their computers taken over by ransomware. And they said, we're just shutting the things down, at least so we can get them fixed. We've gone back to paper and typewriters. Well, let's go back to paper ballots, because that's the only way that you're going to keep anybody from hacking the elections. All of this nonsense about the Russians hacking the election, folks, it's because it's going to be a hacking contest unlike anything you have ever seen, unlike even DEF CON. They're going to have the Republicans and the Democrats both hacking our electronic voting system. They don't want you to know this. But if either side gets caught rigging the votes with the electronic voting machines, they're going to blame it on the other political party. We need to go back to paper ballots. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper